This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, November 25th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. More than 40 Hong Kong Christians who have been vocal in the ongoing protests have received threatening messages to their WhatsApp accounts, reports International Christian Concern. According to the Hong Kong Christian Times, dozens of Christians from different churches and groups have seen intimidating messages from unknown sources in their cell phones, demanding that they stop voicing their opinion. These messages came from a few callers, mostly pay-as-you-go SIM card users. They seemed to have lots of personal information about the targeted individuals and used derogatory comments and profanity against these Christians with threats such as, quote, "If you don't stop voicing your opinion, all the members of your family will die," end quote. In a lengthy interview with Fox and Friends on Friday morning, the first since the impeachment inquiry hearings appear to have wrapped up, President Donald Trump proclaimed, quote, "I want a trial," end quote, in the matter of his alleged plot to seek domestic political help from Ukraine, reports Fox News. Fox and Friends co-host Brian Kilmeade seemed surprised.
"You want a trial?"
Reverend Franklin Graham appeared on the Eric Metaxas show last Thursday, reports the Daily Caller. After urging listeners to consider sending a shoebox filled with toys and school supplies in the name of Christ to third world kids through Operation Christmas Child and Samaritan's Purse, the son of the late evangelist Billy Graham spoke of one reason why he supports President Trump's re-election.
"If you look at what the president has done, just for our country, regardless of whether you're a Republican or Democrat, the unemployment is at the lowest in 70 years. More African Americans are working, more Latinos are working, more Asians are working, more everybody is working. We have an economy that is just screaming forward. Here's what that does for churches, for Christians. That means more people are working, so there's more people tithing and giving to the churches. There's more money for missions. There's more money for your building programs. All of this is because Donald Trump said he was going to turn things around and make America great again."
The outrage by respected Christian leaders over Chick-fil-A's decision to cave to the homosexual activists continues to grow by the day. The list, among others, includes John Stone Street, president of the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, Dr. Albert Moeller, president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, and Christian talk show hosts Michael Brown and Eric Metaxas. According to the Christian Post, Matt Staver, the chairman of Liberty Council, noted that Chick-fil-A's president and chief operating officer, Tim Tassopoulos, continues to serve as an advisor to the Atlanta Boy Scouts. This alone should raise a red flag, considering the Boy Scouts also capitulated to the LGBT agenda. Mr. Tassopoulos stated, quote, "There's no question we know that, as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are," end quote. In 2014, Chick-fil-A decided to stop funding the Paul Anderson Youth Home because it was accused of being, quote-unquote, anti-LGBT. Now, Chick-fil-A has also stopped funding the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, both of which are also falsely accused of being, quote-unquote, anti-LGBT, because they have biblical policies on marriage and sexuality. Tassopoulos states that Chick-fil-A will now fund Covenant House International, which is much smaller than the Salvation Army in only 31 cities, and an LGBTQ activist itself. Staver documents that the founder of Covenant House, a Catholic priest pedophile, was sued for allegedly sexually abusing the youth who were seeking shelter and food there. Covenant House proudly promotes LGBTQ on its website, is recognized as a national funder of LGBTQ causes, and supports the New York City Gay Pride Parade with its own float, banners, and t-shirts. Plus, Covenant House does not stop at LGBTQ activism. It also takes girls to abortion mills. Think about that the next time you're tempted to eat a Chick-fil-A. Romans 12 verse 2 declares, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Sign the AFA petition urging Chick-fil-A to reverse course. Nearly 100,000 have already done so. You can find that link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, in this era of partisan divisions, Joanne Rogers often laments how much this generation of children could use the kindness radiated by her late husband, Fred Rogers, who hosted Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on Public Broadcasting Television, reports NBC News. Tom Hanks portrays the beloved Presbyterian pastor in the red sweater in a new film called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. NBC's Savannah Guthrie talked with Hanks on the Today Show, who emphasized how Mr. Rogers was focused like a laser beam on the children in the audience, making them feel more comfortable sharing their emotions.
It's not for us. It's not for grown-ups who know how the world works. It's not for grown-ups who are waiting to be flummoxed or dazzled. It's for children who are looking to be invested in by somebody who cares about them. That comes off as nefarious to some people, right? What's the diabolical scheme that he is actually pulling on over us in order to make us feel better about ourselves? And there was none.
Guthrie explained why she thought Mr. Rogers had such appeal.
That's what I think is so interesting about Mr. Rogers, is that he was ultimately vulnerable by being so kind. He really put himself on the line to be so kind. The opposite of cynicism is vulnerability.
Jesus said, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." John 13, verse 35. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, November 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.